Masechet Zevamos Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin until Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud. Most of the Mishnayos in this Perek really begin in exactly the same way. The scenario is always where there are two brothers married to two sisters, and then there's a third brother who's either not married or is married to a different woman who is not related. So this Mishnah also begins like that. Shlosha Achim, three brothers, Shnayim Nesun Shtei Achoyos. Two of them are married to two sisters, Echad Nosoi Nochris, and one of them is married to another woman who is not related. Nochris in these Mishnayos does not mean a non-Jewish woman, rather it means a woman who is not related to the sisters. So we've got Reuben Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, and then Levi is married to Chana. And the point of this Mishnah is going to be to tell us the rule of Ne'esra. We already came across this rule at the beginning of the Masechta. And Ne'esra means that if at any point a woman became a Yevama, or she was supposed to become a Yevama, but at that point she was forbidden to do Yibum with the Yavam. And so no Zika was created. So one of the brothers died, the dead man's wife should have fallen as a Shmeres Yavam to the dead man's brother, but since she was an Erva towards him, she does not fall to him and there is no Zika at all. Now let's say there's another brother, and she's not an Erva towards him, so the other brother does Yibum, and then he dies, and for whatever reason, we'll see what exactly the case would be in our Mishnah. But when the second brother dies, that woman is no longer an erva towards Reuven. The halacha is that since the first time there should have been a zika towards him, no zika was created, and since there was no mitzvah of yibum, the regular prohibition of marrying one's brother's wife returns, or remains. So even if from the other brother there is a reason to permit marrying his wife, but she's still considered to be the wife of the original brother, and at the time that the original brother died, the prohibition of marrying his wife was not permitted. And therefore it doesn't help that now there's a new mitzvah of Yibum from this other brother, because the prohibition of marrying his first brother's wife still remains. And we explained at the beginning of the Masechta that really every case of a tzara of a tzara of an erva is based on the rule of Ne'esra. Even the Tzara herself, the reason why when she goes and marries the other brother, Levi, and then Levi dies, the reason why Reuven can't now do Yibum with the Tzara is because of the rule of Ne'esra. That since originally she was the Tzara of an Erva, and therefore no Zika was created, so the prohibition of marrying one's brother's wife remained. So even if later on from another brother there's a mitzvah of Yibum, that won't help, and it is still forbidden to marry the Tzara, and now this Mishnah is going to bring another case where we find the rule of Ne'esra. Now, out of all of the Arayas, all of the women who one is forbidden to marry because of being related to them, those prohibitions last forever. For example, let's say it's forbidden to marry one's daughter-in-law, one's son's wife. Even once one's son dies, it is still forbidden to marry one's daughter-in-law, even though the entire prohibition resulted from the son being married to her, and he is no longer married to her. Nevertheless, the prohibition still remains. However, there is one exception to that. The Torah says explicitly that when it comes to the prohibition of marrying one's wife's sister, the prohibition is only as long as one's wife is still alive. But once she has died, it is permitted to marry her sister. So begins the Mishnah. Again, we've got the scenario of Shlosha Achim, three brothers, Shnayim Hem Nesun Shtei Achoyos, two of them, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, Ve'echad Nosoi Nochris, and one of them is married to a third woman, Chana, who is not related. Meis Echen Bale Achoyos, one of the brothers who's married to the sisters dies. So let's say Reuven dies, V'chonas Nosoi Nochris is Ishtai, and the one who is married to the woman who is not related, namely Levi does Yibum on Reuven's wife Rachel. Now why did Levi do Yibum? Because it was forbidden for Shimon to do Yibum, because Rachel was Shimon's wife's sister. So Levi did Yibum, and then Umeis Isha Shalsheini, Shimon's wife dies, Leah dies, so now there's no longer a prohibition for Shimon to marry Rachel. Says the Mishnah, V'achar kach meis nosei nochris, if then Levi dies, although in terms of the prohibition of marrying one's wife's sister, that no longer exists, the prohibition of marrying one's brother's wife still does exist, and the mitzvah of Yibum from his brother Levi does not help to permit marrying her from the fact that it was Reuven's wife, because there's no mitzvah of Yibum from Reuven right now. So the Mishnah says, Haizah Asura Alav Eilomis, Rachel is forbidden to Shimon forever, Hoyel the Nes Olav Shoachas, since she became forbidden for him once. Right, now the second half of this Mishnah elaborates on a law which we learnt in the first Perek, and that is that it all depends at the time of the death. Meaning, in order for an erva to exempt her tzara from yibum and chalitza, it has to be that the erva was still married to the man who died at the time that he died. And therefore the Mishnah says that shlish achim, if you have three brothers, shnayim hem nisurim shtei achoyos, two of them are married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, echad nosei nochris, and one of them, Levi, is married to an unrelated woman, Chana. Geirish echad min bali achoyos is ishtoi, one of the husbands of the sisters, so let's say Reuven divorces his wife Rachel, and then umeis nosei nochris, Levi dies, uchnosa megoresh, and Reuven, who had divorced his wife, does Yibum with Chana, who is Levi's wife, Vomeis, and then Reuven dies. The question is, can Shimon do Yibum now with Chana? So in this case, certainly he can. This is an even better case than in the beginning of the first perek. Over here, the Tzora was never married to Reuven at the same time that the Erva was married to Reuven. So certainly, Shimon would be able to marry to do Yibum on Chana. So the Mishnah says, Zoi she'omru, this is what the Chachomim said in the first perek, v'chulun shemesu, all of them, all of the Arayas, shemesu, if they died, oniskarsho, or they were divorced, before her husband died, or in this case, before the husband married the other woman, so say mutorais, their tzara is permitted to do yibum, because she is not considered to be the tzara of an erva at the time of the death of that man.